calling Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance, 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 please dance.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Olivia and I are sitting here just trying to decide where we're going to go. Do we want to go to the Caribbean, the U.S. Virgin Islands? Annabelle even talked about Mexico. Either one of those kind of grab you?
I want to go to both as soon as possible. But it seems like we have another destination that's nearby, you know, more realistic.
Well, yeah, because you could just hop up and just go there for the weekend or even a weeknight possibly as well. You know, I have these little gatherings that I do with some of my girlfriends that I call jump ups, that we just kind of jump up and go. So this could be definitely a good jump up destination. You just jump up and go with your family. I think your family would really like going to this destination.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great, especially the all you can eat part of the restaurant.
Well, let's not keep them in suspense. What are we talking about here?
We are talking about the Dillard House.
Yes, the Dillard House, and it is right up in the North Georgia Mountains, so it's not that far, and it's located right on the Tennessee River Valley of North Georgia, and it's sitting kind of high on a hill, so you get a really good view. As a matter of fact, when you're sitting in the restaurant, I mean, that view, just looking out across the mountains, is really, really beautiful, and oh, wow, just the animals that are there. So you can go to the petting zoo, or you can go horseback riding. You can, you know, go down to like a little creek area. There's so many different things that you can do right there at the Dillard House. But, you know, I had an opportunity to talk with Louise Dillard. Now, her husband's grandmother was Carrie Ellis Dillard, who actually started the Dillard House in 1917. So I spoke with Louise because I wanted to get from her a little bit about the history and just kind of a little bit of a slight overview of what's going on there at the Dillard House. Here's what she had to say.
The Dillard House was begun by my husband's grandmother, Carrie Edwards Dillard. She started a boarding house here in 1917. In 1950, we added a dining room on to her boarding house. So she is the one who started this business. She had her own farm, a huge garden. She had cows. She had chickens. Everything was farm to table with her. And that's how it all began, and it has evolved in what it is today.
So she was providing rest and respite for travelers that were coming through this area, maybe traveling down from the mountains and going down, maybe down to Gainesville and to that area, so she would provide a place for them to stay.
That's true, and there were a lot of people during that time that would come up by train, and they would stop off in Tallulah Falls and Clayton and Dillard, and they would come up for summer vacations here.
Well, I can definitely see why they were, because people are still doing that today. But now tell me about the gardens and the farm. Are you still doing some of that here today?
We do not do that here on property. However, we do buy huge amounts of produce from local farmers here when it is in season. We buy strawberries, we buy cabbage, we buy corn, we buy green beans, we buy everything we can from the local farmers here. And when we cannot get it here, we go to the farmer's market in Atlanta and bring it fresh from Atlanta to here to prepare.
Very good, very good. And I love that farm to table. I mean, it sounds like she started it.
She did.
It's popular now, but it sounds like she started it.
She was the original farm to lady, to table lady.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. Now, how many rooms do you have here? Because I've already checked in, and I can tell everyone the room is beautiful, so I can't wait to spend the night.
Thank you. We have 92 rooms here on property. And a mile away, we have 19 rental cabins available.
So the cabins are like one or two bedrooms, or how?
One to two bedrooms, mostly. We have a few that have as many as three bedrooms.
Oh, very nice. Now, pet friendly? Can people bring their pets?
Yes, yes. We try to be as pet friendly as possible.
Well, it sounds great, but I'm looking forward to today, and thank you so much for including me in such a celebratory event. I mean, this is really something to celebrate, so thanks for including me.
Thank you for being here, and since you're from my hometown, it's really special talking to you today.
Special to me, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, the other thing, Olivia, too, is that this is a big year for them. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary or their 100th birthday. And they have a lot of great activities that are planned. Now, I know you took a look at them. Did either of those activities kind of jump out at you as something you would be interested in going to do or something that you put on your calendar?
Yeah, absolutely. This coming weekend, St. Patrick's Day weekend, you know, big for all over the place, but you know, with this 100th anniversary coming up, they've got a lot of special events planned. And the first one is Celtic Centennial, which has the North Georgia Players Dinner Theater performing Finnegan's Farewell, a comedy set at a funeral wake, which will feature Irish singing and dancing and music. And like I told you, my family's Irish, and to set a comedy in a funeral wake is probably the most Irish thing imaginable.
Well, that does sound like that would be interesting. So tickets still available?
I'm afraid they're all sold out. So, but I hope they have fun, you know?
Oh, you know, sometimes, you know, it's one of those things where maybe you can just go have dinner and hope that maybe there's some no-shows.
Yeah, maybe you can catch some music if you stand outside.
Catch some music, maybe some no-shows that you'll get a chance to kind of go and see it maybe at the last minute. Anything else going on?
Yes, coming up later this month, there's Wine, Dine, and Punchlines, a dinner and wine pairing featuring TV personality and renowned sommelier Lori Forster that showcases North Georgia wines. Mm. So it's also in association with the Wine Growers Association of Georgia. They're having a special 2017 Wine Highway Weekend all of March 24th through 26th. So you might want to check that out if you're into wine.
Absolutely, definitely want to check that out. And what I like about that as well is that it is featuring the Georgia wines, and there's so many wineries that are up there that if you're going on a trip up to the Dillard House, I say check out some of those wineries while you're there as well. Enjoy this event, of course, at the Dillard House, but definitely there are some great wineries that have come about here, right here in Georgia, up in the North Georgia Mountains.
Right, and the Dillard House website also, you know, encourages you to check out the nearby attractions and wineries. Mm-hmm. Is one thing that you can check out as well. But it's also, like you said, surrounded by the beautiful mountains. And they're going to be beautiful year-round. I mean, we've got spring coming up, so it's going to be in full bloom. And they've got beautiful gardens on the grounds. Mm-hmm. But, you know, imagine in the fall time, too, when the leaves change colors and you're surrounded by beautiful trees and you're eating that all-you-can-eat southern delicacy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that's what I think about, too, is that really it's one of those places where you can go year-round. So if you want to go in the summer, as you mentioned, you're going to have all those beautiful flowers that are growing, you know, like the mountain laurels and, you know, I'm sure azaleas and just all kinds of beautiful flowers that you'll see there. Then in the winter, as you mentioned, I just can't even imagine. It probably feels like you're walking into colors.
Right.
Like you're walking into the oranges and the golds and all of those really pretty reds that fall brings to us. So I can just imagine that would definitely be a destination to go to. So is there anything going on in the fall? Because now I'm really interested in the fall.
Well, there are several state parks nearby, Tallulah Gorge, Oconee, and Black Rock. So I'm sure there's always going to be different hiking events. And they actually have one coming up this weekend as well. Welcome Back to Black Rock represents Black Rock Mountain State Park's season opening, which is this weekend. March 17th is when it starts. There's going to be a campfire, games. You bring your own food, bring your own beer, but you can all join in on the campfire. And then there's also a tri-state hike on March 18th that will take you on a 2.2-mile nature hike. And you'll stop at this beautiful overlook where you can see North Carolina and Tennessee from where you stand.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. I have forgotten. In that area, you can actually see some of the other states. When you talk about going local, I mean, this is a great way to see Georgia and to see those surrounding states that are so beautiful as well. They kind of all just kind of mesh together right there in that area. But now for their anniversary, too, I think on September 16th, they have something called Dishing and Junking, a day with New York Times bestseller author Mary Kay Andrews. So that's another one that you can check out. And maybe the leaves are maybe starting to maybe a little bit of
keep
color.
Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out. But definitely that's a good destination for us to go and start planning. So we can plan even past those summer and spring vacations into fall with a destination like this. And it's the perfect time to go to the Dillard House because they are celebrating 100 years. That is amazing to be in business for that long.
It really is. And, you know, the Dillard House sounds like a special place for it to start as just kind of this house for travelers to come and enjoy, you know, really great food and kind of get to know each other as they're all going different ways traveling, which I'm sure appeals to you, too, as a traveler. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice, homey environment.
Well, that's actually what I told Louise when I was talking with her, that although her that Carrie started this as a place for kind of that wayward traveler who's tired and needs a little bit of rest that is still going on today. I mean, as travelers are coming through, it's a perfect place to stop, even if you're not spending the night, to have a great meal, a great dinner. And you can see a little bit of the animals and the landscape there, go horseback riding, do a couple of different things while you're there. But it's definitely still the same philosophy of traveling, where this is a great spot for you to stop and refresh yourself.
Yes.
But now another thing too that Joel mentioned, because, you know, Joel is over at Jaymore's, is that people coming back down from the mountains, from the Diller House, stop at Jaymore's, which is one of my favorite places to stop for produce. So you can even stop going up as well. Either way, you can stop at Jaymore's, and it is definitely going local.
May 6th is when they're going to have their strawberry festival.
I've got that down on my calendar. And we'll be back in a few minutes. This segment is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. This is Travel Bags with Anita. Back in a few minutes.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.